in our next segment from Sean Snyder, Taylor Bratt in studio. That would be K-State Associate Head Coach and Recruiting Coordinator Jeremy Crabtree on the show at 4 o'clock. ESPN Recruiting Nation analyst there. For now, we zero in on K-State's defensive ends. They've signed three of them here in the 2017 recruiting class. Two from the high school ranks, one junior college safety. That would be Xavier Davis. His head coach is coming up here later on this segment, as is the head coach of Wyatt Hubert, three-star defensive end from Shawnee Heights High School, 6'3", 240. He's already on campus, thus we can't talk to him. So we got the head coach, the next best thing. From playing in the Centennial League, I can tell you that he's been a terror for a while. And Anthony Payne, who we're going to hear from first right out of the chute here, is another guy that Bill Snyder had high praise for. In fact, was just seeing the quotes from him on Twitter at his press conference, which is just happening, that he said both of those guys, Wyatt Hubert and Anthony Payne, are cut from the Jordan Willis mold. So that's pretty high praise there from Bill Snyder.
That's very high praise from Coach Snyder, considering by the end of the year, I don't think he spoke of anyone ever as highly as he spoke of Jordan Willis. You look at a guy like Anthony Payne, and not only is he a good get from the state of Missouri, but his offer list is long. You got Michigan, Northern Colorado is in there, South Dakota, Wyoming, Tulane, K-State. That Michigan offer really kind of jumps off the page, though, a little bit when you look at K-State. So not only is that a good get, but that's a guy, yet again, that Blake Seiler goes after and reels back in, and somebody who's certainly got some talent.
There's a lot of defensive end talent already in the program, even with the loss of Jordan Willis, but they're adding some more, and it starts with Anthony Payne, a guy who feels like he's going to bring a lot of energy out on the field at defensive end.
I think that I'm very violent, and I'm a very passionate player in the way. You can kind of see that in the way that I play. I think that I can outwork anybody on the field at any given time.
Jordan Willis, obviously, is a guy that comes to mind as a player who plays like that. How much have you had a chance to watch him at K-State or perhaps learn with him and talk to him?
Well, Jordan, I mean, obviously, he's one of the best in the country, so it'd be almost, it'd be ignorant not to watch him and model myself after his game. He's obviously, that's giant shoes to fill, and I'm not saying I'll be able to fill those at all, but, being able to take bits and pieces from his game, that's just something that, coming in, it's irreplaceable. That's something, watching him in person and being able to be there in practice and see his practice habits and things like that, that's something that, you can't replace things like that. Being able to see that in person.
Anthony Payne talking with me here, K-State defensive end signee out of Ray Peck High School in Missouri. K-State's had a pretty good tradition here recently with defensive ends and a lot of good players, it seems like, in the stable right now at defensive end. How attractive did that make K-State to you just with Blake Seiler and the work that he's done?
Well, Blake Seiler, honestly, going around from school to school, I had, a lot of choice. I had a lot of opportunity to meet with many DN coaches. And, I'm very fortunate to say that I think that the school that I chose has by far the best position coach of any. And Coach Seiler, he's a young coach, obviously, but he's going to coach you up very well, and he's not going to cuss you out. He's going to, as a man, he's going to relate to you, and he's going to get the most out of you. So I think that's definitely the best fit for me.
Yeah, tell me why K-State, outside of just Blake Seiler there, why else did you feel at home with the Wildcats?
Well, being able to go 2 hours away and so far enough to where I'd be able to get away from the house, but, if I'm lonely or whatever, I can still come home on the weekends. And being able to go up there, I think that the whole tradition in itself is kind of fits me a lot. The whole family first thing, that's exactly how I was raised, so. That just kind of fits me perfectly.
Anthony Payne talking with me here on the Powercat Game Day Signing Day Special, K-State defensive end signee, one of three that the Wildcats have here in the 2017 class. Who did really come after you hard? I know you had a ton of suitors, but what schools were really involved?
The school that I probably would have went to if it wasn't for K-State probably would have been Michigan, just because, how enticing that was. And, of course, all the local schools came after me, very hard, but it's kind of hard to say that I was going to go to any of the schools because in the back of my mind, I knew that if I got an offer from, K-State, that it was, I'd already talked it over with my parents and I felt that it was just a perfect fit. So I knew, at the end of the day, that's where I wanted to be. But, if that didn't happen, I probably would have ended up at a local school or here in Michigan, like I said. So.
Well, I assume that means then that you got a chance to meet and talk with Jim Harbaugh. How different is he from Bill Snyder?
They're kind of polar opposites, honestly, in the way that they coach. They obviously have the same things in mind, but Coach Harbaugh is very loud, very energetic, very vocal, and, Coach Snyder is the complete opposite. He's very, He's very passionate in what he does, but he does it in the complete opposite way. He's very quiet, but he's very man-to-man with you. And he's never going to cuss you out. He's never going to curse you out or anything like that. He's just, you know, he's going to keep it very simple, and I like that a lot.
Anthony Payne talking with me here, K-State defensive end signee. Wyatt Hubert, another high school defensive end that's in this class. How close have you guys had a chance to get, and what's the plan for you two once you get to Manhattan?
We're pretty close, you know, because we were able to, you know, team up early in the spring, go to the camp circuits, you know, this summer. We were at the camp together, the camp that I got offered by K-State. And, you know, our plan getting up there is to be, you know, a very dangerous tandem and to, you know, terrorize, you know, all the quarterbacks in the Big 12 for the next 4 years.
Do you plan on redshirting your first year, or do you really know yet?
You know, I'd like to play early, but it doesn't really matter to me yet. I'm more about the team first. You know, that's my mindset. So whatever helps everybody else around me, that's what's important to me.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be a great fit here, Anthony. Much appreciate the time. Best of luck getting up here to Manhattan, and congratulations again on signing.
Thank you very much, sir.
All right, Anthony Payne, defensive end out of Raypeck High School in Missouri, part of the 2017 signing class for K-State, as is Wyatt Hubert, a defensive end from Shawnee Heights High School, 6'3", 240 pounds. He actually got enrolled early, so he is already here on campus at K-State, and will have a chance to participate in spring ball. Three-star recruit, according to Rivals.com. If you pay attention to the Rivals scale that they grade prospects on, his 5.7 rating is tied for second highest in the class now for K-State after today, with Daniel Green taking up the top spot with the Wildcats landing him. But still, very good recruit here for K-State. Wyatt Hubert grew up a K-State fan, was on K-State very early. I think it was pretty much the Wildcats recruit to lose from that standpoint. They went out and got him. And I've got Jason Swift here as head coach at Shawnee Heights High School, and he thinks that Wyatt Hubert will fit in because of a lot of what Anthony Payne was just talking about, the effort that Hubert brings to the table.
They're getting a player with a high motor. Wyatt, you know, every single day, whether it's on a practice field or it's on a Friday night, you know, he brought a lot as an athlete with just extremely high motor, didn't take any plays off, just works his tail off, and then you know, he's going to give you his best. So what I think they're getting mostly is just a guy that's not going to take a playoff, that's humble, and at the same time, just as hungry to be the best. At least he was at Shawnee Heights, and I think that's going to carry over to Kansas State.
Mentioned Wyatt Hubert, three-star prospect, according to Rivals.com, number four in the state of Kansas, 6'3", 240, so great measurables, obviously, right there. And no, he played all over the place for you a little bit, spent some time at linebacker early in his career, defensive end and tight end as well for you guys. Is the plan for him at the next level just to be a defensive end?
The way he was recruited was as a defensive end. He really shined. I know their coaches came to a couple of our games and watched him. He can play anywhere on the field. We use him as an H-back. We use him as a tight end. He started early as a linebacker. Then he just outgrew that position. Athletically, he could still play linebacker, but the way their coaching staff looked at him, it was as a defensive end.
Shawnee Heights head coach Jason Swift with me here on the Powercat Game Day recruiting special. He coached Wyatt Hubert at Shawnee Heights High School, who's now at K-State and early enrollee, so getting a head start there. Now, I'm interested with him. I know I've read that he was a lifelong K-State fan. Did anyone else really have a shot in the recruiting process, or was it pretty much K-State's once they offered?
Well, it was Kansas State from start to finish, and that was because when he grew up, he was a diehard K-State fan. He did a great job as a high schooler. He went to, you know, the camps. He had a lot of exposure with those coaches, and he put himself in front where those coaches were able to evaluate him and see how good he was. And we had other schools that walked in our doors, and they were real high on Wyatt, but because of Wyatt having his eye on Kansas State, we knew that if K-State offered, that's where it was going, regardless of who else offered.
Are you able to mention some of the other schools that were pretty interested?
Yeah, I think Nebraska came in. Kansas came in late. There was a Wyoming, a couple others in this area that had made contact, but those schools came in personally and talked to him, and Wyatt may know more from the other camps or, you know, activities that he did, but he was on the radar of a lot of schools.
Talking with Jason Swift, Shawnee Heights head coach. He had Wyatt Hubert for the past 4 years at Shawnee Heights, now a member of the Kansas State football team. You had a chance to talk with him since he got up to Manhattan and how things are going?
Yeah, I caught up with him a couple times just checking in, seeing how he's doing. You know, over break and before school started at Kansas State, he was still around Shawnee Heights, and he was doing that workout religiously. And so whatever they had every single day, he was doing that workout at Shawnee Heights, whether it was running or whether it was lifting. He followed that program to a T. And so when I've been able to touch base, it's, you know, ask him how he's doing. He said he's doing great and he's loving it. He's pushing himself academic-wise, and then he's loving being at Kansas State. I talked to Coach Miller the other day. I asked him about Wyatt, and Coach Miller expressed, you know, he's positively surprised how well-conditioned Wyatt was and how he's keeping up with the veterans. And I wasn't as surprised because I saw him follow that book over break. So either through Coach Miller or Wyatt directly, he's been letting me know he's doing great.
Well, Jason, really appreciate the time and joining me here on the signing day special. Congratulations on Wyatt headed to K-State, and we'll be talking to you down the line.
All right. Thank you very much.
Jason Swift, Shawnee Heights head coach. Wyatt Hubert already here on campus once again. The third of the three defensive ends that K-State signed comes from the junior college ranks. It's Xavier Davis out of Pima Community College. He is an interesting story. Committed to Oregon State at one point in time. Opted to take a redshirt season his second year at Pima after a really good freshman year because he wanted to preserve the eligibility at the next level. He signed with K-State back in December but did not make it to campus like they'd originally hoped here to get him in for spring ball. Still, the plan is for him to wind up at K-State, just maybe later than was originally thought. Got a chance to catch up with Jim Monaco, who's his head coach at Pima Community College, and definitely raved about the physical attributes that Davis brings to the table.
Xavier Davis is an incredibly explosive young man. You know, he ran track in high school, and I think probably one of the most impressive things that he's done is he ran an 11-1 100 at 6'5.5", 235 pounds. So he's got tremendous speed. He's incredibly athletic for a big guy and really has the body to add another 10, 15 pounds easily.
I think one of the interesting things about his story is deciding to redshirt for you guys last year after playing as a freshman, allowing him to have 3 years of eligibility at the next level. What all went into that decision?
It's happened a couple of times. For me, I guess you have to be a better man than a coach. When a young man comes and, you know, we can take care of them here, but not like they're going to get taken care of at K-State by any stretch. And his parents came in and we spoke, and, you know, it was the right thing to do for him. It hurt our team, but it was the right thing to do for the young man. So that, you know, I'm never going to deny that.
Jim Monaco talking with me here, Pima Community College head football coach, and also the head coach of Xavier Davis, defensive end that K-State has in the 2017 recruiting class here. What was the interest like for him? I know at one point he was committed to Oregon State and then eventually commits to K-State, but when it came down to it, who all was involved with the recruitment?
Well, you know, with between him and Jordan Agassiva, who was one of our top five in the country at that offensive tackle, everybody had come in. And at one point in time in July, we ended up having Alabama, Auburn, and Ole Miss in the office at the same time. So they all came in and offered. Arizona offered Xavier. He really was offered by just about everybody, but he knew from the start where he wanted to go. You know, I've known Charlie Dickey a long, long time. We have a great relationship, so it helps when the coach likes the guys coming in the office. But, you know, also, he just happened to really hit it off with Coach Dickey, and he loved his visit. And, you know, when he decommitted from Oregon State, as good a relationship as we've had with them and their head coach, you know, I mean, it bothers me in the recruiting aspect, too, when somebody gives you a verbal commit and they just say, well, it's only a verbal commit. But he shouldn't have done that. Like, I really did advise him not to until he took all his visits. But he absolutely loved K-State, and, I mean, he chose that over Alabama.
Wow, big stuff right there. Jim Monaco talking with me here, the Pima Community College head football coach and the coach of Xavier Davis. You know, as far as he goes at the next level, do you see him as a guy that would be ready to come in from day one and be able to play?
Well, he better be. they put a lot of time in getting him. Yeah, he needs to hit the weight room a little harder. As tough a conference as we play in, you know, there's probably none from top to bottom tougher in the country than what we play. He goes against great players. But, you know, it's certainly not what he's going to face at K-State and with all their opponents. I believe if he puts some time in the weight room, he's going to give time. Because in all honesty, his wingspan is almost 7 feet. And, you know, he's sitting at just over 6'11 for a wingspan with his arms. His speed is tremendous. And in all honesty, he's probably really pushing 6'6". So I'm sure there's going to be a spot on that field in certain situations that they're going to be able to fill him in and get some good time out of him, whether it's in a pass, instead of pass pressure or something that they want to do, of even dropping him into coverage, because we did that on some zone blitzing with him. He's that athletic.
Well, I guess I'll close with this then, Jim, and maybe this is a more appropriate way to ask the same question I just asked you. What do you think the ceiling is for him?
Oh, God. Listen, we've had some tremendous players here. I don't know if we've ever had anybody that fits his billing. The guy that was before him is a defensive end at Utah, and he was very, very good and a very good football player, but he was not what Xavier's been gifted with. He's been very blessed. I mean, realistically, with the coaching he's going to get there, if he chooses to put the work in, he can play on Sunday.
Well, Jim, really appreciate the time and joining me. Congratulations on having some guys sign. I'm sure at National Signing Day, always a big day for you guys as well. And
you bet.
Maybe we'll talk to you on down the line.
Let's hope so. Thanks for this.
All right, Jim Monaco, the head coach of Xavier Davis. Very high praise there for the athletic defensive end out of Pima Community College. It's headed here to K-State. Hear from Jeremy Crabtree in the 4 o'clock hour on K-State's recruiting class. But when we come back, two guys that had great days today, Taylor Bratt, K-State's recruiting coordinator, Sean Snyder, K-State associate head coach, on how K-State pulled off such a great signing day here today. This is the Power Cat Game Day Recruiting Special.